Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com. And you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old self and say hello to the infinite potential of your soul so you can live all the big dreams you're dreaming about. This show is all about soul. It's about your soul and how to unleash that infinite potential and shine your brightest lights. And today, you are in for an absolutely amazing show because we have the new Beauty Revolution emotional expert, Raquel Reyna, here. And she's an amazing woman. I've interviewed her before for the upcoming summit, and I'm going to tell you all about that very, very soon, how to unleash your unstoppable power. Well, she certainly is somebody you want to listen to. And we're going to talk about the Think and Grow. Well, we're going to talk about mind over fatter. And this is the Think and Grow Thin conversation. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating? Or ever wished like the negative thoughts around your body would just disappear? Or have you ever thought to yourself, I know I shouldn't be eating this, but oh well, I will just eat what I want and start over tomorrow. Guys, this is all coming up. So stay with us on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're live each Wednesday, 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Raquel Reyna, let me talk about her a little bit so you know who this powerhouse is you're listening to. She is an emotional eating expert, and she has assisted hundreds of women transform their relationship with food and their bodies, not just through a superfood nutrition program, which she says is only a small part of the equation, but through something far more powerful, a spiritual power journey that leads her clients from living in their heads to understanding their body's intuitive wisdom. Discovering this sacred path unleashes information so powerful that many can use this skill to discover their own healing course in all areas of their lives, most notably their health, vitality, and previously unknown life purpose. As we heal our own body, our whole life heals. And Raquel Reyna heals from her own eating disorders and studied with spiritual teachers from all over the world. She has a master's degree in spiritual psychology and 10 years launching one of the most successful fitness franchises in the world to now dedicate her life to one mission: changing the way women view their bodies and the way they learn to diet. Raquel has shared the virtual stage with Marianne Williamson, David Wolf, Marcus well, I'm going to ask Raquel how to pronounce this, and another few most amazing people. Welcome, Raquel.
Thank you, Saskia.
So great you're here. Who was I stumbling with? Marcus who?
Marcus Rothkranz.
Oh, Russ Grant, sorry. Well, you amazing people. Raquel, it's great to have you here. I know people, for us, we're here nicely at 9, but Raquel is at 6 o'clock Pacific time, so a bow to you. What I ask most guests, Raquel, is, as first question, what happens? Like, you have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, and at some point in your life, you open that door and you say goodbye to your small self, and you say goodbye to that infinite calling, say hello to that infinite calling of your soul. Have you experienced like a moment, a turning point in your life like this?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think that so many years I was actually a performer, a dance artist, and while I experienced a lot of success in the field, and I really enjoyed the outside accolades and the bravado of performing and, you know, having a large audience, and I felt very fulfilled on one level in that I was reaching certain goals. But on the inside, I felt very crippled because I was so focused on outer appearance. And being a dance artist, you know, you really do have to, your body is your vehicle, but natural body shape isn't necessarily looked on as a good thing. And so if I gained any weight at all, I was just horrified and crippled by watching everything I ate, and I would go to extreme measures to have the body I needed. And, you know, I really had a wake-up call because I reached, you know, some of the heights performing in front of large audiences and, you know, having the things you think would make you happy, but I felt very unfulfilled inside and actually went through a major depression at the height of my career because I wasn't living for my health. I was sacrificing my health to have success. And I know a lot of people do this in their careers. A lot of people do this in their lives. It's, you know, we think that the car or the job or having that house of our dreams will bring us success, when really, truly, it's about learning those deeper qualities of, for me, it was about wellness and really learning that in order to be in that level of success, I had to be authentically caring for myself and my body and being of service. And that fulfilled me on a much deeper level.
You know, I love you make that the point, but, you know, we get sometimes so lost in, you know, achieving this, that, or that, or chasing after our life purpose. But the key is, I mean, I experience it myself. When your body is not taken care of, I mean, the vehicle to drive that car is just not, you know, you can't get anywhere when the vehicle isn't starting.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, one thing many, many people put on the back burner is their health. They, you know, especially when you're young, you really think that nothing can hurt you. Nothing can take you, you know, you don't worry about being sick, or you don't worry about getting knocked out from what you're doing. And so people will overwork, or they're overstressed, or they strive for things beyond what they can do. And really the truth is that there's nothing more important than our health. And that also goes without saying, there's nothing really more important than being in right alignment with your own spiritual values and being in right alignment with your, you know, spiritual self-care and your practice, your inner practice. And then life becomes a joy because you're in the moment. You allow things to unfold. You allow the mystery to open up, and you allow your soul to take hold of the reins and connect with that more divine purpose. And that brings a far greater success and a far greater fulfillment. It's just a different way of, you know, placing the importance of your life.
Mm, Well, that's absolutely so true. And we're heading to a break. So all of us who are listening, you're listening to this with me. And we have an amazing expert, Raquel Reyna, who talks about mind over fatter. So stay with us in this conversation, the Think and Grow Thin conversation. I think so many of us want to listen to this. So we'll be right back after the break.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Hi everyone, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we are talking with our expert Raquel Reyna in our conversation Mind Over Fatter. Listen, Raquel, if people are listening to this conversation, how can they connect with you?
Yes, you can find me at www.endthedietwar.com, and I do give out one free session with me. So if you are interested, you can go to www.inthedietworld.com/support. And I do a free stress test with people to find out how, and we'll talk about this on the call, to find out how your stress is actually affecting your weight gain and also affecting your perception of hunger.
Mm, that's beautiful, Raquel. One more time, your website, so I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you.
www.endthedietwar.com/support.
Raquel, why do you call it the diet war? What is that struggle with us, with the diets?
Yeah, most people have an inner battle where they wake up and they say, you know, I'm going to be healthy today, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to feel good in my body, I'm going to try and cut out that sugar, and then they find themselves in a situation where they can't control it. They will go ahead and eat whatever they want. It feels sort of out of control. And then there's this anger that happens. They look in the mirror and they feel ashamed, or they feel as though they'll never be able to conquer this. And people really struggle, and it becomes sort of a battle, and it becomes a war between you and your body. And so we want to try and help to win that war. We want to try and realize that it has nothing to do with willpower. It has nothing to do with what you eat. It has everything to do with how you think about yourself. And recognizing that 95% of your behavior is coming from your subconscious thoughts and your patterns around food, usually stemming from your parents' behavior. But also from what you learned in school and what you learned around emotional eating and stuffing down your feelings. Most people eat in order to not feel what's happening, or to disassociate themselves from any kind of pain in their life. That's what we learn to do. We learn to eat when we're happy, when we're sad. And so there's a much deeper reason why we sabotage our results. And there's a lot of crazy statistics around this. Conventional wisdom states that this has to do with calories in and calories out. So, you know, we think that if you just eat less and exercise more, presto, you're going to solve the problem. And yet we're seeing the obesity and the chronic dieting epidemic just growing each year. So, you know, we have to ask ourselves this deeper question, is if we have the problem solved and we have the answers, then why is it still so out of control? And, you know, there's a lot of crazy statistics. I'm going to just throw out a couple because I find it really fascinating. Mm-hmm. Is that there's over 40% of the U.S. adults are obese. And this number is predicted to climb. Yeah, 40% are obese. And the number is predicted to climb to 50% in the next 5 years. The medical costs.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And think of all of the what happens when you're obese. Not only, you know, you're more likely for diabetes, heart disease, some types of cancers, but your medical costs are double the cost of a healthy body weight. And so it's affecting us on a very deep level, financially, emotionally, and of course, physically and with illness.
You know, it's I'm from Europe. And I lived for 40 years in Europe, and it's a fact that it's different there. And not to pat Europe on the back, but the eating. The whole thing, what struck me when we moved from Holland to America, was that I remember I became a student on the Meredith Young Sauer's school to become an intuitive coach. And I never forget, we were like 8 weeks in the country, and I was in this group where we stayed in New Hampshire, and there was these buffets. And I mean, honestly, half of the 50 women were overweight. But then, you know, I walk up there and I take a little bowl of oatmeal. Just, you know, one bowl of oatmeal is good. And everybody was just loathing their plates. And the amounts were like, I'd never seen anything like it. Now I'm completely used to it. But the portions, I mean, it really struck me. I mean, and half of it people just throw away, and not to blame, you know, I love America and I love Americans. That's why I'm here, obviously. But I must say, it's mind-blowing when you're an European and you come in this country, you don't know what you're seeing, but the portions and the amount people eat.
Yeah, it's very true. I think that it is part of our culture to, you know, indulge. We have this, we see it in our economic environment right now, too, is more is better, and people would do whatever it took to increase their, you know, their bank accounts. And we see a lot of greed, and we see this in pollution as well, when companies they care more about the bottom dollar than they do about how it's going to affect the earth. And, you know, the way I see this from a very symbolic perspective is we're just starving. And when you can't, you know, get enough, when you can't get enough money, you can't get enough food, you're overeating, you're overspending, there's addictions. What I see this is, I see this as a starvation for something deeper. We're trying to fill a big black hole that is void of a spiritual context. And I think that oftentimes we're missing the, you know, depth of experience with ourselves and with a deeper, more spiritual context. And, you know, a lot of this, and this is a different conversation, but a lot of this just has to do with renewing our understanding of spirituality, because a lot of our notions are outdated. And there's a renewed sort of understanding of God, and yet people don't really embody that in their own lives. And so, you know, again, like I said, that's a whole other radio show. But what I really try and teach people is that there's more to dieting than just cutting back on calories. It's about bringing in a depth of relationship to yourself and your body, bringing in a spiritual context, listening to your emotions, your feelings, learning. And what this conversation is about is really learning how you're thinking about your body and the inner battle that your mind has with your life and with your body. And, you know, so this is the deeper conversation. And I agree, Americans in particular, we really struggle with that.
Yeah, you know, and I like I said, I don't want to piss anyone off who's here like, yay. But it's just, I think when we even can start with that, being aware, I think awareness is a very, very big key. And I believe so too, Raquel, what you're saying. I mean, there is a starvation for something deeper. And I believe, you know, we all long to feel happy and to feel good about ourselves, but to connect to that deeper part of us that we all have, that beautiful essence that, you know, no matter how much weight you have or how big or thin you are, we want to feel that. We want to feel that God part, or that, that part that is so precious.
Yes, exactly. And we need to have a more complex conversation around dieting, because you see what we're seeing right now is we're seeing that 50% of an American, at any given time, 50% of American women are on a diet. Nearly all dieters regain their weight lost within 1 to 5 years. And this hasn't changed in 20 years. Can you believe that? Yeah.
I know. And that's why these weight centers are happening.
Yes, exactly. So most occasional dieters will become chronic dieters. And there's most American, well, the Americans spent $55 billion on diet and weight loss products. And that was in 2006. And then 12 years by today, 2012, they're expected to grow to $72 billion. So there's definitely an issue. There's a problem. And the diet industry, I think, exacerbates the problem because they're not looking at the holistic person. And most people will sabotage their results because they're not looking at the bigger picture of your mind and your emotions playing into what's happening with your weight loss. So what I do is I really take people on a spiritual journey, and the journey is moving out of the mind that's controlling what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat and how fat you look, and becoming aware of the mind.
Okay, I'll hold that thought because I see we're running out of time.
We're on a break. Okay, great.
So, all of you who are listening, this is our expert Raquel Reyna. After the break, we're going to talk more about why diets need a little more, why weight loss need more than just a diet. And Raquel will tell how she takes people on a spiritual journey to lose that weight for good. So guys, stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our expert Raquel Reyna, and we're talking about mind over fatter, and we have an amazing discussion about, you know, why diets don't work, and there's way more to it, and Raquel leads people on journeys to really lose that weight forever. But before we go further in our conversation, Raquel, how can people get hold of you?
Find me on my website. It's www.endthedietwar.com.
Thank you, Raquel. So, guys, go there, endthedietwar.com. Raquel, I want to really jump into our conversation again where we were talking about it needs a bit more than the diets. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're emotional, mental, and spiritual beings. And oftentimes when we're struggling with being overweight or not, you know, having issues with our eating, there's usually an emotional component. Oftentimes people, they're not living their life purpose. They have, you know, there's something stopping them in their lives. And so the body fat is just a symbol of other areas in our lives that are not working. So I work on embodying all of these areas. And one thing in particular is the complexity of the mind and the subconscious habitual patterns.
Yeah.
So, you
what are the subconscious patterns, Raquel?
So it's going to be very different, obviously, for each person, because it's really something that's programmed at a young, early age. But one of the things is to know that most people feel that they're kind of controlled by their genetics. And this is a concept that was taught, is genetic control, in many of our medical schools. And that's a general societal misconception, is that we don't really have control. So some people might think that they have a chubby gene or they're meant to be fat, or, you know, they have some kind of a negative thought that sabotages their diet efforts. And there's an underlying issue of the notion of victim mentality to the way we think that we have no control over what we do. And so there's really this new understanding, and it's backed by science, that affirms that we actually do have the power within us not to be victimized by our genetic makeup. So
yeah, but Raquel.
Yeah.
No, I see a lot. We were on the beach the last weekend in South Carolina, and it was very stunning to see, like, the daughters are really having the same body image as the moms. Like, you see, I saw this mom with a baby, a very obese woman with a baby, and the baby was very obese. And then you see a two-year-old and a mom, and she's just like her. Is it that you think these moms feed the kids the wrong food because they are, you know, they maybe don't know the right foods, and the babies grow into it, and then later in life it's just hard for these girls to lose weight because they've always seen their mom, the body image of their mom? Is that how it works?
So we tend to think oftentimes that it's through cellular biology that we're actually passing on this gene, maybe passing the chubby gene on. But really, we have more power than that. There's the environmental, the environment and the perception can actually change the gene. So instead of, you know, a mom passing on the fat gene, it's really more that she's passing on this notion of eating to stuff down your feelings, eating to control your, you know, environment, or we're taught more through our perception and our environment. So what happens is we develop these subconscious patterns, 95% of our behavior. And so we try and change it by saying, all right, I'm going to, you know, go on this diet and I'm going to change this. But then what happens is those subconscious patterns actually control our life. So in order to actually create change, you first have to know that change is absolutely 100% possible. And you can rise above the gene, which is a new science called epigenetics, which really tells us above the, we have control above the gene. So through your environment perception, you can actually change your behavior as well as what's happening in your body. So in order to change, you can't just do it on the outside by changing your diet and your exercise. You have to go deeper, and you have to start paying attention to how you're perceiving, where your conscious thoughts are coming from, your negative thoughts, and how you can move yourself into a more peaceful state inside your the way you're eating and the way you're dealing with your body. So that's one of the first steps I guide people through is awareness. Because oftentimes we actually eat in a very hostile environment. We're angry at ourselves for eating certain foods, or we're having, you know, arguments at the table. So we want to try and get ourselves into a place where we can be in a peaceful environment and make sure that you're not eating around, you know, your own personal negative thoughts. Well, I'm getting a lot of feedback on the phone. Are you
here?
Are you hearing that echo, Saskia, or is it just me?
Sorry?
Is there an echo?
No, I don't, but I...
No? Okay.
I hear you perfectly well.
Okay.
And I think the station said that they heard an echo, but I hear you very well. But maybe in the break, we have two more minutes, they can call you in again. But Raquel, what if somebody is sitting here and listening and saying, you know, I still don't know, you know, it has never worked in the past and I'm overweight, I've given up. What is like a super simple step, like you would say to somebody like that?
Yeah, exactly. The first simple step would be awareness and providing a very safe environment when you're eating. So creating a beautiful table setting with a candle and, you know, not eating on the go, not eating so quickly, and bringing a presence and awareness. So we're often just running, eating. Our body doesn't even have time to register that we're full, and we've disassociated from our bodies. So we don't even feel when we're hungry or when we're full. So creating a non-stress environment where you sit down, you slow down, just doing that, being aware, slowing down, will really affect what, how full you're getting and when you're full. The next thing I'll talk about is how stress alters your perception of hunger and creates weight gain.
Absolutely. We're almost heading to a break, and I do want to talk about that. Guys, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our expert, amazing guest, Raquel Reyna, talking about mind over fetter. And after the break, we're going to talk about how stress affects our hunger. So stay tuned, and we're going to be right back.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we're talking with our special guest, Raquel Reyna. We have a conversation about mind over feather, and I want everybody to know how to connect with Raquel. Raquel, can you tell us how to connect with you and give us your website so we know how to lose that weight and become as happy as we can be?
Yeah, you can find me at www.endthedietwar.com. I do have a free stress test for anyone who's listening to this call, and you can find that at www.endthedietwar.com/support.
Thank you, Raquel. Well, I want to dive right back into our conversation. What about stress, Raquel? You know, how does that affect our hunger or our body weight?
Stress is very powerful. Oftentimes, you know, if you're stressed, you'll reach for that box of cookies, and before you know it, you're reaching for the next one, and you realize the whole box is gone. There's also moments when you eat out of stress, you don't really taste your food, and you don't feel full. You don't know when you're hungry when you're stressed. Stress really takes us out of our body. It removes us and puts us in a frantic cycle of the mind running out outcomes, possibilities, recounting the pain of the situation. And we're usually driven to eat during this time for comfort, but really, truly, it actually brings more pain to the body when we eat for stress. So I always try and bring replacements for people. So, you know, very simple step would be to light a candle every time you eat. So instead of eating on the go or eating in the car, you want to bring a sacred moment to your eating. So you bring a presence to enjoying your food, finding a sensuality in your eating. And this allows you to bring a presence. It allows you to have more awareness, be able to really feel, taste, and be present with your food. And I think, you know, when you're talking a lot about Europeans versus Americans, Europeans really do enjoy their food. They have a slower way of eating. You know, they'll go to the market, get fresh vegetables. They take the time to cook. We've gotten so fast-paced in our culture. And we're always on the go. We're always reaching for more. We're always striving. And this isn't necessarily bad. We've done a lot in this country. We've grown a lot. But it can take a toll on your body. So you want to go back to that simpleness, the simple pleasures of really being present with your food. And so we want to learn how to identify the hidden stressors, subconscious beliefs that are hanging out in our mind, the lifelong patterns that might be holding you back from not only just, you know, losing weight, but from living your life purpose. Oftentimes people just feel like, I can't go out and do the things I want to do because I'm overweight. I can't get an interview because I'm overweight. I can't start that business that I want to start. I'm not going to, you know, go out and start dating. So people put their life on hold when they need to lose weight.
Right. Yeah, it's so true. I've heard that conversation so many times. So what would you say to when you say, you know, when I'm going to start tomorrow, but when I lose weight, then my life begins? What is your answer to that?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the biggest battle, you know, is that we need to become present in our connection. The minute we start connecting in, we immediately start feeling more vital, more alive. And then when we learn this process of self-love and self-nurture,
we naturally want to reach for healthier foods, and then we provide the environment for the emergence of our new body, a healthy body weight. Also, just lining up your body in this energy or this frequency of health, and we then have the energy to live our life purpose. So it's really just about, you know, getting present and beginning the process of doing life and doing food and doing this in a new way. So again, you know, for those of people who are listening, you want to kind of check in all of your stressors. What are the things causing you stress in your life? And become aware. Awareness is the first step. The next thing I want to just talk about real quickly is the toxicity of our thoughts. Because when you have a negative thought, you're creating a greater toxicity in the body than any pollutant or chemical or food for that matter. So negative thinking is more powerful than eating sugar itself. So I really, and then the toxicity of our mind is something that runs so on automatic. We just look in the mirror and go, oh, I hate that fat on my legs, or I can't believe my body looks like that. It's like we're so programmed for negative thinking.
Right, and it affects our body in such a big way. I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen from the experiment from Emoto when
yes.
he was freezing glass, he was freezing water, and he projected thoughts, like a thought of gratitude in the water, and he froze the water, and when he took it out, he could see the crystals that were formed were absolutely beautiful, and then he experimented with thoughts of love, and then he experienced with thoughts of anger, hateful thoughts, and then he looked at the frozen ice cubes, and they had these horrible images. And when we think that our body is, what is it, like 80% water, these mm-hmm. negative thoughts are very, very bad for us. And what a great point you bring that up, Markel, because it's so true. Because
Exactly. So people eat sugar, and, you know, yeah, okay, sugar is not the best thing in the world for us. We are sugar addicts as a culture. But, you know, eating it and thinking how horrible it is, I can't believe I did this, I hate myself for doing this, is actually going to be more toxic than the sugar itself.
Yeah, I have 5 children, and, obviously I had the advantage of growing up in Europe and in a home where every meal was cooked. Like, you sit at the table for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. When you eat, you sit. You never eat in front of the TV. So I was brought up in that environment, and, you know, obviously I don't know any better. So my kids, you know, every meal 3 times a day is at the table. But what I was always taught my children, and I think it works really well to get that body awareness, is to really feel when you're full. Because I can heat the food on their plates, and if it's too much, I don't want them to eat it, because, you know, you have to listen to your body, to what you can eat or not. So I think, you know, all of us, we do have to learn to listen to our bodies, to that intuitive wisdom. And Raquel, I wish we had way more time to talk, because I know you're a great advocate of that. So maybe you can tell the listeners one more time your website, and
yes,
getting to the end of
absolutely.
Story.
Yeah, there's a very beautiful process that we undergo when we go into the mind, into the body's awareness, and really feeling the body in order to unleash our life purpose as well as our healthy body weight. And I'm happy to work with anyone who's interested at www.inthedietwar.com/support. You can go there now and actually do a free stress test with me. I really look at where the stressors are and how it's affecting your digestion, how it's affecting how you eat, and how it's affecting your weight loss.
Well, thank you so much, Raquel, for your beautiful information. And all of you, go to endthedietwar.com. and, you know, check her out. Raquel is a beautiful, beautiful, such a supportive woman and coach, I know that. And all of you, I want to say, I want to thank you so much. Make sure you go to yoursoulguidance.com. I've created a 21-day program, which was always for sale. Now I offer it for free. It's the secret soul map to your dreams. It's 21 days. It's an amazing journey with guided meditation, exercises. It's a whole coaching program for free. It's the heart of what I do, and I daily get emails from people who are on that journey to reach their biggest dreams. It's yoursoulguidance.com. All of you, thank you so much. Raquel, thank you so much for tuning in. This was Saskia. Next week, we have another amazing show coming up. Tune in, guys, at Wednesday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific. Thank you so much. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.